Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Triple Chalice Tarot. I am your host, Taruk Vishal, here accompanied by my lovely co-host, the magnanimous Aluna Odette.
Hi.
Okay, so tonight we will begin, and we will be performing free tarot readings for you all. But before we get the chance to do that, guys, please follow us on our Facebook at Triple Chalice Tarot, okay? There you can stay up to date on our live shows and also learn more about tarot directly from us. Now, for private, personal, in-depth, one-on-one readings, please email us at triplechalicetarot@gmail.com. Aluna, is there anything else you would like to say before we begin our show?
No, I'm absolutely ready.
Okay, so let's begin, you guys. We will be taking caller 901. Caller, area code 901, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Anna, and I was just wondering, well, do you take specifics or do you just give generals?
The question's pretty much up to you, but I'm going to be laying a three-card spread for you. So,
okay.
Yeah, you can go ahead.
Oh, well, I just would like, rather I'm concentrating on my financial energy, just wondering what you see in that.
Okay, sure. So you like to take a look at some financial forecasting for yourself. So I just went ahead and split the deck, and I'm going to begin. Now, the present position, what I'm seeing here is the Page of Wands. And the Page of Wands is known as someone who has a unique spark of inspiration, intuition. So are you finding yourself looking in the realm of a new position for yourself or someone somewhere to apply yourself? How is your financial progress right now?
Well, right now, in a financial, my finances are under attack, and I am inspired to do some writing for book publishing. So that's pretty much where I am right now.
Okay, because I'm seeing right here in the Page of Wands that this card very much is showing someone who was inspired by the arts, inspired by creative passion, the will, and pushing that forward. So the card that's influencing that is the Six of Cups. Now, the Six of Cups is known as a card that thinks back on fond, distant memories, memories of childhood, memories of better times. So what this card is kind of saying to me that in your financial endeavor that you are going to have to push in your novice, I'm going to assume that this is going to be your first book you are trying to publish. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so I'm seeing the bit of youth and inexperience that comes along with the Page of Wands, but the card, the Six of Cups, is telling you to be revitalized by the passion of that, be refulfilled by the passion of that. So if this is something that you really are ready to push forward to, make sure you're keeping the positive outlook about it, you are thinking back fondly on get those negative thoughts out, because all that's going to do is create clutter and blockages for you. Now, the final result in the card that is overall affecting the general reading is the Four of Cups. And I find this a bit of a warning, because this card is kind of saying that even in your writing endeavors, you may find yourself in a place of boredom, like maybe you want things to progress more expediently or faster towards your goal. This is a card that signifies aspiring for something else and almost taking for granted what you have right now. So do understand that in this creative endeavor that you're starting from the bottom. So it's going to take a while to work your way up, and you really need to learn the ins and outs of what it takes and what it means to be a publisher or writer. So that's pretty much what I'm seeing. I hope that was definitely helpful to you.
Yes, it is. It very surely
okay,
is.
Perfect. Okay, mm-hmm. Perfect. Thank you so much for calling. Tarouk?
Okay, now the next caller that we will be taking is 914. 914, you're on the line.
Hi, my name is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm okay. I wanted to know, I've been single for a year and a half, and
mm-hmm.
I wanted to know, do you see someone coming in the picture?
Okay,
like a new
I'm
guy?
Checking the cards right now. Okay, let's see what the cards have to say about that. Getting them. Oh, wow. Okay. Now, the present position is the Two of Chalices, and that's about love. So right now, the present position is saying that you are going to meet somebody pretty soon, pretty soon. This is a card about passion and love. It's also about meeting somebody maybe from a different background than yours. It's about two people coming together. Now, do you have potential suitors right now, or are you just completely open to anybody?
I'm completely open.
Completely open. Okay. So, yeah, definitely is showing that this is going to happen very soon for you. The perfect couple, you're really going to be feeling this guy. And he might be from a different background as well. Definitely. So that's the present position. Now, the next card is the Emperor card, the immediate influences. Now, this card, you know, this card is probably telling me, have you kind of been very, like, intimidating to guys in your past, or do you have that intimidating type of factor to you?
I don't know if I'm maybe I'm a little bit blunt more.
Okay, because the Emperor is a very hard card. You know, it's a card about having that authority, about knowing what you want and standing firm in it. Now, maybe that might scare some guys away, you know, about having that strength, that moral standing. You know, you don't give in to guys what they try to tell you or they try to convince you to do this or that. You're like, no, I'm standing firm in what I believe. So do you feel like you have that strong energy about you?
Maybe I do and I don't realize it, because sometimes I could be a little sarcastic. And maybe that can sting a little bit.
Yeah, because, you know, the Emperor card is a very male energy. It's a very male energy. And also, well, the last card is the Queen of Swords. And, you know, this is also a very strong card. So maybe you have been pushing guys away and you don't notice, because the Queen of Swords, she does not play. The Queen of Swords, she will chop your head off, okay? If you say the wrong thing, if you come at her twisted, she will decapitate you with the instance. I mean, have you noticed maybe in the past that maybe you do cut off guys, or maybe guys say kind of
in the past I
you?
Did
yeah
that's true. In the past I have been if I don't like something, then I kind of like cut him off, like
that's
I'm like
Queen
of reverse
energy.
Yeah, like that reverse type of thing, like men do that to women, but when a
and
man
you have that
see
male,
a woman do that
And you have strong male energy, because the Emperor card is a strong male energy. And the Queen of Swords, she is a woman that thinks like a man. You know, she has that sword. And the Emperor in my deck also has a sword. So, you know, I think you will be – the reading definitely is saying you will be finding somebody. But I think the lesson in this is to maybe kind of, you know, not be so harsh or hard or – you know, be a little bit more softer, I guess. I mean, does that make sense to you?
I think it makes sense, because I definitely agree with you about, like, the past, because I've been, like, I broke up with someone on their birthday, and
mm-hmm.
that's a harsh feeling.
That definitely is very harsh. Definitely is very harsh. Okay, well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. We will take another caller. Aluna, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we're going to take caller 336, area code 336. You are on the air. 336.
Hello. Okay, maybe they're not present. Next.
Okay, caller 336 is not. Okay, let's try 727. 727.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you guys doing?
Good, good. Very excited for the show. So do you have a question for me?
Yes, I do. I was just wanting to know when you guys feel I'll be relocating.
You want us to look into a possible move or relocation in the future. Okay. Let's see what the cards are picking up.
Thank you.
No problem. So what I'm seeing here is the present position is the Star card, okay? And the Star card is a very individualized and personal card. So this is saying to you that this move has really been something that has been constantly tugging at you, tugging at your soul. It's something that you've been aspiring for. And it's saying that this is very unique to your destiny because the Star card is about aligning to that northern star that is particularly yours. So it's saying that this is something very deep within your subconscious that is trying to manifest itself and come out. So you've been looking particularly fond of this move and looking forward to it. Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like unhappy where I'm at, but I really want to move on.
I totally see that, but there is some hesitation and confliction here because what's affecting this Star card is the Eight of Swords. And in the Eight of Swords, there's a woman, she's bound. Her feet, though, are not bound, so she has a chance to maneuver out of the situation where she's surrounded by a group of swords. The swords are protruding from the ground, and she appears trapped. But there is a chance for her at any time to walk out of the situation, but she's not choosing to do so. She's choosing to remain blind and almost helpless in the situation or make up excuses for why she's in the situation. So, for example, her legs are unbound. So it's kind of saying that, you know, again, at any time or at any affirmation to yourself, maybe you can just pick up and make this move, but you're probably saying to yourself, oh, well, you know, I'm going to leave all this behind. Maybe this isn't the best choice for me. I should stay behind because of this, that, and the third is what I'm kind of seeing. I'm picking up on excuses that you're saying for yourself. Now, the last card I'm seeing here is the Five of Swords, another sword card. So swords deals with the intellect and how we think, how we process information, how we make judgment. The Five of Swords is about someone who is using manipulative tactics to get what they want from others. I'm kind of picking up on this influence being on the outside. So I'm seeing a male energy, maybe a friend who's kind of maybe throwing onto you a pity party or some sort of scenario to make you feel more inclined to stay?
There's no man in my life like that. Trying to think.
Well, because the Five of Swords, it's depicted with a man in the common scenario, so I just went off of that energy. But it could be almost you saying that you are sort of sabotaging yourself in this move. Maybe that's what it is. You're definitely sabotaging yourself in going forward with this move because it ties in with the Eight of Swords where the young lady is bound and she has the opportunity to leave, but she's just sitting there, you know, not really making a move. So this is kind of saying that I'm seeing it together as the bigger picture. The Star is the guiding light for you, but you're thinking too much about it. You're adding too much complication and layers of just unnecessary dimension that's kind of sharp and not really the best. It's making you be more realistic and, I don't want to say jaded, but more sharp about it, more critical about it. You're not looking at it with a more optimistic viewpoint is what I'm sort of seeing. So does that help at all?
Yeah.
Okay. So Is there anything else, Tarouk? Would you like to move on to the next caller? Do we have time?
Yeah, we'll take another caller. Yeah, definitely. You guys hang in there, everybody who's on the line. We're going to try to get to everybody as soon as possible. The next caller that I will take is area code 251. Area code 251.
Hello.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Wonderful program this evening. I would just like a
Thank
love
so
reading.
Much. Okay, what is your name?
My name is Marcy.
Marcy. Okay, hi, Marcy. So I'm ready for
hi,
you.
How is everybody there?
Good. I'm ready
We're
for
great.
Your question.
We're great. Nice to hear from you.
Oh.
Go ahead, Marcy. I'm ready.
Just want a love reading.
Just a love reading? Okay. Well, let me shuffle. Okay. Now, the present position is the World card. Now, this is a card that is pretty good. You know, this is a card that symbolizes, you know, satisfactory outcome. So definitely in the love department, that is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is a card about having full self-awareness, also, you know, having a good reputation. This is a card that is definitely saying you're in control of everything that is around you in your life. So probably, you know, you have everything basically that you need except in your love life. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Now, the next card is the immediate influences, and it's the Two of Pentacles. Now, the Two of Pentacles, you know, this is a card, this is a money card. Now, this has to do with having a good time, with partying. I'm not saying that you're a party or anything of that, but to me, this card is saying that you are comfortable when it comes to finances, and that is not currently what you are looking for when it comes to a partner, that you are good in that department with the Two of Pentacles. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Now, the next card is the Goal or Destiny, and it's the Devil card, okay? So that to me is saying, yeah, you know, you need to watch out for these men out here, you know, these guys who are charmers and you know, who are seductive, who are greedy,
yeah.
who have lack of scruples, who will try to take advantage of you, and they'll see your position that you're in and try to sneak in and take control, you know, of you and have you bound to them, you know, in a sexual way, that they will be using you and manipulating you. So definitely I say watch for this, because this is coming up for a reason and it's pretty strong, okay? Now the last card that I want to give you is the King of Wands, okay? Now the King of Wands, this is the man that you're going to meet, okay? The King of Wands, this is a card of a man who is respectful of traditions. This is somebody who is honest and loyal to, and has loyalty. He's about growth and advancement. You know, he's respectful. He does not impose his authority, so he's not an abusive man who's going to take advantage of you. So definitely with this card, I'm seeing this is the man that you are going to meet. So he is definitely coming soon, but beware of these no good devils out here, okay?
Now, the wands, is that a fire sign, the wands? Does that usually represent fire sign?
It does represent fire, but, you know, it's not a negative thing in this card, because, you know, this is a man who is respectful. This is a man who will take care of you, who will, you know, take care of your needs. So it's not negative when it comes to fire, no.
I always thought that, like, the wands represented people who were fire signs, like Leo, Sagittarius.
Oh, well, if we want to get to that, you know, it can. But, you know, I'm just looking at it strictly when it comes to your question.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Now, Aluna, are you ready for another one? Another caller?
Sure. Yes, I am.
Okay, the next one is 956. Okay, 956, you are on the air.
Yes, hi.
Hello. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. I just wanted to see what you had for me as far as, I guess, my love life.
Okay, so you want to look at your current love situation, love life. That's always interesting. I am finishing just shuffling the cards. And now let's see what we have. Okay, so one just flipped out. That might be a sign. let's see what we have here. So the present position is the Eight of Wands. And this card is about getting on the go. If you are really serious about love, this is a card that's kind of signifying to me putting yourself out there. The wands are often depicted, well, the Eight of Wands, which represents fire sign, like our last caller mentioned. It represents our ego, our passion, our will, you know, and the drive that we have towards something. So in the dating world, a lot of times people, or when people are questioning about love, a lot of times they're waiting for it to come and take its place in their lives. And a lot of times they don't think of the avenue of putting themselves out there. So this card, the Eight of Wands are shown, you know, in transition. They're suspended in midair, flying through the air. And that kind of signifies to me that putting yourself out there, maybe joining a group, maybe joining something online of like-minded individuals like yourself will definitely run you into that partner. But it is about putting yourself out there first. The card that I'm seeing that's influencing this, though, is the Seven of Swords. And the Seven of Swords often depicts another bit of trickery, a bit of like deceit, but not in a bad way. It can mean idolize. It can mean two things. The first thing of which it's sort of enforcing an intellectual independence. That means to say that you're not going to curb your thoughts, your ideas, your beliefs, the way you feel, to fit the mold of someone else's design, regime, or what they want you to be as a partner. And the other side of this, because there's two sides, there's the double-edged sword, there's two sides to the sword, it's kind of saying that this is your person that's often too quickly ready to pick up and leave. You know, the person in the depiction is picking up their swords and they're sort of sneaking off with them. So maybe it's saying when you put yourself into the dating world, be too quick to get ready to pick up and leave, or not to be too eager to cut it off. That's often so a recurring theme with a lot of people that I've read for, that they find themselves in a bit of a jaded scenario where they're like not as trusting or not as open, or if he does something that you're not really for, then they're ready to pick up and leave. Now, the last card that I'm seeing that's influencing this reading is the Ace of Pentacles. So this is kind of saying to me that this partner that you that is going to be fitting for you is going to be one that invigorates your financial resource, you know, the idea of having financial resources. So this person is also going to be in the same sort of mind frame that you are about establishing a family, establishing a household, having financial independence and security. Now, because it's an ace card and the ace cards are normally the beginning of the suits, this is showing something that is early on. It is a budding seed. So with all things, with all seeds, they can either grow and sprout into a great tree, or they can be destroyed because of not enough nurturing, soil, things of that nature. So that is definitely what I'm seeing with this reading. Does that help you out?
Well, I can't put myself out there at this present time because I'm pregnant. So.
Oh, okay. Well, this is saying that, well, you know, also the Ace of Pentacles represents, you know, it's the Earth card, and it's represented by nature, nurturing, and things of that nature. So this is kind of, in the Seven, I'm also seeing that maybe it's you that is the one picking up these swords and having a more critical mindset to what's going to be better for you and your child when it comes to a relationship with another person.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I still speak to the father of my child, but we're not in a, you know, in a good place right now.
Okay.
I mean, but there is contact. Maybe I should have just asked you that instead.
Well, more of a general reading on you and his relationship. I totally understand. Well, it definitely seems that you might not be ready, but this reading is giving you some suggestions. Like, it is going to be about you putting yourself out there if you're looking to date and sort of start another relationship, but there's something holding you back, and it does have to do with you, because you are gripping your swords in this. You are holding your intellectual freedom of this, and you're not really willing to open that up and share right now. Perhaps this could be with how you feel, you know, your current life situation, again, with a child. That's something new to bring to a potential partner. So I do wish you the best of luck with your baby's father.
Well,
you were going to say something to Ruth?
Yeah, we have about 2 minutes left. I just wanted to thank everybody who called. You guys, tonight was a wonderful show. We got many callers than we thought we would. Yeah, definitely. Before we go, I would like to remind you guys to please, please follow us on Facebook, which is Triple Chalice Tarot. Like I said before, you'll be able to be updated on our live calls, our live readings, when we'll be able to be, you know, on Blog Talk. Also, you guys can be updated on, you know, personal, you know, card of the day readings on our Facebook. Also, if you want to contact us personally for in-depth one-on-one private readings, contact us on triplechalicetarot@gmail.com. Please don't be afraid to do that, definitely. So, Aluna, is there anything you would like to say before we go?
No, I just want to thank everyone who called in and got a reading tonight. We hope we helped.
Definitely, definitely. So thank you guys, and have a wonderful evening.